For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia is on the verge of becoming the 33rd state to pass Medicaid expansion, giving health insurance to 400,000 low-income Virginians. Several Republicans are showing interest in running for the 5th district seat being vacated by Tom Garrett. And we meet the candidates running for the 6th district seat that Bob Goodlatte is leaving. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 30th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia is on the verge of becoming the 33rd state to pass Medicaid expansion, giving health insurance to 400,000 low-income Virginians, more than 8 years after the Affordable Care Act became law. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has a preview of the action expected in Richmond on Wednesday.
Despite last-minute political maneuvering by Republicans opposed to Medicaid expansion, things look set for a vote later this morning. Virginia's Senate will be debating a budget that does not include expansion, but Republican Senator Emmett Hanger told colleagues Tuesday he'll be submitting a separate proposal that does.
And it will depend on perhaps some direction from the clerk in terms of how we need to proceed, but I'm prepared to offer a substitute, which would be amendable.
One other Republican has signaled support for Hanger's budget. That gives it the votes it needs to pass the full Senate. It would then move on to the House of Delegates. They're set to meet this afternoon, and a majority support Medicaid expansion. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday limited the power of police to search vehicles without a warrant. The court sided 8-1 with Albemarle County resident Ryan Collins, reversing a Virginia Supreme Court conviction. Collins complained that police walked onto his driveway and pulled back a tarp covering his motorcycle. The bike turned out to be stolen. Officers said they relied on a history of cases that allow police to search a vehicle without a warrant. Justice Sonia Sotomayor noted that the court has always said the power to search an automobile does not extend to the area around a house known as the curtilage. The majority ruled that police must obtain a warrant to enter the curtilage. More manufacturing jobs are coming to Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam says two companies will expand operations in Augusta and Orange counties. Provides U.S. Inc., a manufacturer of heat exchangers, will invest nearly $900,000 to expand its operation in Augusta County. The company expects the project will create 20 new jobs. In Orange County, Homestead Building Systems, Inc. is planning a $2.45 million expansion of its production operation. The manufacturer of custom-engineered lumber products says the expansion will create 60 new jobs in Orange County. Meanwhile, wealth inequality is more prevalent in some parts of Virginia than others. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope takes a look at the numbers.
Which parts of Virginia have the highest levels of wealth inequality? According to new census numbers compiled by the Virginia Access Project, Southwest Virginia has more places that have the largest gap between the very rich and the very poor. Northern Virginia, on the other hand, has some of the lowest levels of wealth inequality.
That's because all the people there are rich.
Victor Chin, Virginia Commonwealth University. He says recent years have seen a changing landscape of wealth inequality.
In more recent decades, we've seen this rise of gated neighborhoods, and that's reflected in low levels of inequality in counties that are very affluent.
Hamilton Lombard at the University of Virginia sees something different in the numbers. He says wealth inequality tends to be higher in urban areas, places like Richmond or Williamsburg.
It's interesting to think about what the parties focus on. Democrats have had a higher focus on income inequality, and that's generally been a more of a problem in places that vote more Democratic in Virginia. So that may be some of where the interest comes from.
Among the top 25 counties and cities with the highest income inequality, 16 were won by Democrats in the last election, 8 of the top 10. At the other end of the spectrum, Republicans won 20 of the 25 counties and cities with the lowest income inequality. I'm Michael Pope.
Several Republicans are showing interest in running for the 5th district seat being vacated by Tom Garrett. They include State Senator Bryce Reeves of Spotsylvania, Jim McKelvey, a real estate developer in Bedford County, and Martha Bonita, a farmer from Fauquier County who has fought local zoning officials. Denver Riggleman, the owner of a distillery in Nelson County, who also ran a brief campaign for governor last year, also says he's interested in running. Garrett abruptly announced Monday he would leave Congress after this, his first term, saying he was dealing with alcoholism. The 5th District is larger than the state of New Jersey, covering an area from the North Carolina border to Charlottesville and up to Northern Virginia. Finally today, 4 Democratic challengers seeking the nomination for the 6th Congressional District agree that the key to beating Republican nominee Delegate Ben Klein in this predominantly conservative region is connecting with independents and moderate Republicans. WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports.
It's not a coincidence that the Democratic Forum last week was held at the Virginia Horse Center in Rockbridge County. It's part of a larger effort by local Democrats to bridge the county-city political divide. The 4 candidates, Sergio Coppola, Jennifer Lewis, Charlotte Moore, and Peter Velasson, answered questions from a moderator before a standing room only crowd. On everyone's mind, how to beat longtime Republican delegate Ben Klein in November. The previous weekend, after months of infighting, a GOP convention nominated Klein to run for the open congressional seat being vacated by Republican Bob Goodlatte.
So the things that I'm going to do is run on my platform that I think there are some things that independents, libertarians, and Republicans can get behind.
Jennifer Lewis is a mental health professional from Waynesboro who supports the legalization of hemp and marijuana and opposes the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
I'm not just fighting for the environment, but fighting for private property rights. And that historically has been a more kind of Republican or libertarian issue as it is.
The candidates agreed that the path to victory hinges on appealing to moderate and on-the-fence voters and on driving voter turnout. At one point, Lewis questioned whether the district is as Republican as people think.
So how can we say that this is a 2-to-1 district when about 80% of people don't show up and vote?
The Me Too movement was also part of the conversation. When former Roanoke County Supervisor Charlotte Moore responded to a question about equality policies she'd propose in Congress, she recalled an incident from her 20s that illustrated how sexual harassment can thwart one's career path.
The supervisor who was with me in the car said, "You really want that job, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd really like to have that job." And, "Well, let me tell you what you need to do to get it." And he proceeded to tell me what I needed to do to get the job. Well, needless to say, I didn't want the job anymore. I didn't apply for it.
Like the others, Moore supports equal pay for equal work. She talked a lot about how there's been an erosion of dignity and respect in politics. Guns were another big topic. Republican Ben Klein didn't respond in time to a request for an interview before the story aired, but he touts an A-plus rating from the NRA and strongly opposes new gun control laws. All 4 Democratic candidates support common sense gun safety measures. Peter Velasson is an urban planner from Roanoke.
If I go up to a gun owner's home, they're going to say, "I want to take away their guns." And we know that's not true as Democrats. But the problem is that we're not talking with those gun owners. And who is? The NRA.
Velasson says he supports the government's recent curtailing of the Dickey Amendment. It prohibited the Centers for Disease Control from conducting research on gun violence.
Now, the problem is that the government has technically repealed it, but they're not putting any funding towards that research. And I want to make sure that if I go to Congress, we're going to fund that research, because that's how we can make smarter gun legislation, is having actual evidence about gun violence.
Student debt and lack of high-paying jobs were reasons candidates gave for the so-called brain drain of the region, young people who leave to find jobs elsewhere. Moore and Velasson pointed out access to broadband is still a big problem in rural areas. Sergio Coppola from Bridgewater said well-paying blue-collar jobs are already here, but a skilled workforce isn't being trained to take them.
You go to a job fair, no, there are jobs that are there. They are looking for a workforce, but we are not educating the people we need for blue-collar jobs in our area.
He advocates for free community college and vocational education. Voters will choose the Democratic nominee in the 6th District in primary elections on June 12th. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.